Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests as we bring you 2020 NFL draft prospects each and every day all the way up to April 24th, 25th. When this draft thing gets going in Las Vegas. With that said, we're going to Rutgers, and we'll be joined with their standout offensive lineman. This kid is tough as nails. It's none other than Zach Fineski. Zach, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
It's a good day. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I was trying to do a little work and, you know, find out a little bit about you. Is it true that you were a former Golden Glove boxing champion?
Yeah, that's true. I started when I was 9 years old, and, you know, I competed from 13 to 15 in the Golden Globes boxing champion in Pennsylvania, and, you know, it was a really great experience.
That's impressive stuff. So we're going to talk NFL draft. We're going to talk about you, but since you are a Golden Gloves boxing champion, I got to ask, are you going to watch the Wilder and Fury fight tonight? And if you are, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, me and a few of my housemates, you know, we plan on watching the fight. And, you know, honestly, after watching the last fight, I thought that, you know, I thought Fury took that fight, honestly. I thought the, you know, that last knockout, that knockdown, I mean, Deontay had on him probably, you know, made the judges feel a little indifferent towards how they scored the fight. But I think tonight Fury's going to take the win, no doubt.
I love it. And for you, I mean, you've had a unique career. I mean, you know, reading up, you know, you're boxing and you do your thing, you get the Rutgers, you know, you kind of really come on late. What was it like, you know, just being at Rutgers and that junior year, really getting things going and how quick you adapted once you started the role? What was that like when you, you know, started to really bear down and play big time college football at a consistent level, snap after snap?
Yeah, it was a great experience being at Rutgers, you know, a lot of memories there. But, you know, getting that first start with the Northwestern game 2018 season, you know, that was, you know, definitely, you know, it was one of, you know, a great game for me, a lot of great memories with that game. But to get those reps and just, you know, keep putting games in front of me, keep getting consistent snaps, you know, that was definitely huge leading up until, you know, this past season, my final season and stuff definitely helped.
And you, I mean, you came on so quick, Zach, and that's the thing I'm amazed by was, you know, you kind of really get going. When do you get the sense that, you know, what you're doing on Saturday can allow you to possibly make a living on Sunday in the National Football League? I mean, are the coaches peppering in your ear, Zach, you keep doing this, you keep doing your work? I mean, do you have great moments against great defenders? I mean, how do you kind of really get the sense that you're legit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously playing in the Big Ten East, you know, one of the, you know, arguably best divisions of college football, it's, you know, it's definitely week in and week out you're playing against a guy across from you, you know, who, you know, is one of the next best talents in football. So, you know, you definitely each game, no matter what, you have to bring your A game and everything. And, you know, every snap you have to treat like, you know, it's your last snap. So that's how I approached every game is just, you know, I have to go out there and, you know, I always thought like, hey, my job's on the line. So, you know, I got to play my hardest each snap. So that's how I took that approach.
You know, Zach, I'm glad you said that because a lot of the great ones have that mentality. I mean, that's the mentality of Tom Brady. That's the mentality of Jerry Rice where, you know, they're the best ones on the team, but they feel like they're the worst ones on the team. That's because they work so damn hard. And I think you got a little bit of that in you. Definitely the way you've kind of come through this and you've persevered and kind of shown yourself, you've been really doing well for yourself. Once again, Zach Vineski, the standout Rutgers offensive lineman here on the C2P, talking a little Golden Gloves boxing as well as college football. We know you're tough as nails, and I mean, watching your tape, I think you have great technique. What do you think of those hallmark abilities that you bring to the table that these scouts are going to love?
Yeah, I think, definitely a toughness aspect, you know. Like I said earlier, just lining up, I mean, you know, when I'm across from a guy, I just, you know, I want to put him in the dirt every play. So, you know, I feel like I bring that to the table. You know, just technique-wise, you know, boxers always help me with my punch, you know, getting in front of guys, keeping my feet moving and stuff. So I feel like those skills, those attributes I bring to the table and, you know, I keep developing them. That's the biggest thing is, you know, no one – I feel like I've never arrived. Like, I got to keep honing those skills and keep working on them.
Yeah. And what goes unnoticed? I mean, you kind of touch base on everything. I mean, you're a team captain. We know you're a weight room warrior. Are you a film junkie?
Yeah. I try to get in the film room as much as possible. That's something that, you know, it took me a little bit to learn, honestly, because I feel like, you know, when guys first get into, like, coming to a college program, they don't understand how much, like, film really matters. And, you know, once I kind of, you know, learned the right way to watch film, it was something that, you know, I honestly love to do to, you know, learn the game even more and understand the game as much as possible.
Now, how about this one, Zach? I mean, the play comes in, you know what you're going to run. I mean, what's the favorite play you love to execute to perfection? I mean, what's that? How does it feel to execute it, and why that play?
You know, I've always liked counter, and I've always liked being the guard kicking out the end on counter because, you know, just that fucking impact and, you know, making that block and everything, I feel like that's, you know, always great, just feeling that, like, smash on pads and everything.
How much do you love eyeing up a safety or something if you start getting upfield?
Oh, yeah, that's great, too, you know. I mean, it's kind of sucked when, you know, they started making the rules about cutting guys downfield, like it's only within a certain amount of yards and stuff like that, but you know, it's great to, you know, if you get to the second level and land a cut block and just gator rolling on a linebacker, you know, because, you know, I feel like that, you know, annoys guys a lot, having a big body like that rolling at them and stuff.
Definitely. I know I wouldn't want to see it coming at me. Definitely. For you, I mean, well, you know, you're training at Test. Kind of take us through when you got there. And we know you want to get bigger and stronger and faster, but, you know, once you arrived there, what were some of the really specific goals that you were trying to achieve?
Oh, so I got there January 6th, and, you know, it's honestly kind of flew by. I believe it's like, you know, mid-February and stuff. But, you know, getting there, like, you know, I realized that I really had to treat everything like a professional. You know what I mean? Like, the guys at Test, like, Gare, Skip, like, Eric, Kev, they're all awesome dudes. They help out so much, but you still kind of have to treat it like, you know, you're there yourself. Like, you're not on, like, a football team anymore. So, you got to handle all your business yourself. So, you know, I set certain goals, like bench press and stuff like that, like 225. So, my goal is essentially to hit 26 reps. So, that's a big one for me. And then, you know, all the other drills, I just want to be as fast as possible for those.
Definitely. And for you, when, you know, pro day, when is pro day for you guys? And are you anxious? Are you cool just having this time to prepare?
So it's March 13th. And, you know, there's definitely a little bit of, you know, like, nervousness for it. But at the same time, you know, I've been training and I've been working. And I know I've been working on the preparation. So, you know, I'm excited for the day to come because, you know, I just feel like I'm going to crush it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out how you do. And like I said, I'm an Ohio guy, so, you know, Big Ten football is, you know, the thing to be and, you know, what you want to watch. Although I do cover the Pitt Panthers, so, I watch the most ACC football. But, I'm able to see Rutgers football quite a bit. So, like I said, I'm not saying I've devoured 6 hours of game film on Zach Vineski, but I've seen you enough where – I knew when, you know, Gear said that, you know, would you like to have Zach on the show? I'm like, yeah, I'm like, there's certain guys you remember, you know, on a Saturday, if I'm home, if I'm, you know, I write the names down and the numbers, just, you know, just have my own notes. I'm like, man, this kids tough as nails, and they kind of have you on and know that that toughness is, I mean, the persona matches the guy that we see on the field. I mean, there is no second guessing what you bring to the table, my man. Before we let you go, though, we'd like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You would take a shot with those?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, I'm sure draft weekend, I assume you would be around family and friends. If that is the case, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you celebrate the achievement of, you know, a great collegiate career as you make the step towards the next level?
Oh, man. So I'd have to go with my dad, and he actually makes some really good hot wings. Like, he fries them up and stuff like that with a good buffalo sauce. So, you know, I'm going with that. That'd be really good to have. That's one of my favorite things that he makes.
I love it. And how about this one? Take us inside that Rutgers locker room. Could be you, could be a teammate. Which one of them Scarlet Knights had the most bizarre nickname, and how'd they get it?
Most bizarre nickname. So one of my buddies, his name's Nick Krim. He's on offensive line too, and his nickname was Krim Job. We used to call him.
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, I love it. And then the final one, usually the O-line guys are the biggest guys on the roster. You guys are the big eaters. Which one of you guys is the biggest eater, and what's the biggest meal one of you guys have digested?
So one of the one of my old teammates, Tariq Holt, we went to this one place called Harold's somewhere here in Jersey, and they, like, make these outrageously big, like, pancakes. Like, everything they make is ridiculous, and I saw him take down like these three pancakes that were like basically the size of like a pizza pie. So I saw him take that down, and it honestly made me a little sick in my stomach. I couldn't believe he finished that. Like, I was like, I'm not even hungry anymore after that. So yeah, that was probably the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I love it. Zach, man, you made my day. Fantastic show. I can't wait to find out where you land, and whatever team gets you, they're going to get it guided. I mean, you are, again, tough, and I think there's a lot of brilliance that comes with that game too. I mean, the toughness shines, but there's a lot more to you than that. And I don't want people out there to just think you're a tough guy. You are a tough guy, but there's a lot of technique and talent that goes into what you do. And I just want people to take note of that. I think you're brilliant in how you perform on the field. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy watching the fight tonight. As always, we appreciate you sharing some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Once again, that is Zach Fineski, the staying out Rutgers offensive lineman. This kid packs a punch. He's awesome. And, you know, no pun intended, just because of Golden Club champion, this kid is talented. And like I said, I cannot wait to find out where he lands. And for me, I mean, one of my favorite positions, you know, at the games when scouting is putting the binoculars on the lineman. And, I wish I could have covered a Rutgers game. Just to kind of watch him do his thing up close and just play after play. I would have took pleasure out of that. You guys who listen all the time know that that's my favorite position to watch. And when I can find myself a nasty physical lineman, there's nothing better than that. As always, we appreciate you joining us and listening to our show as we bring you the next collection of Tomorrow's NFR Stars here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.